Weiter in Shas, we are Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Zayin. Pick it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6 lines down, the middle of the line. Hahu Avodah Dehava Bibira. We spoke about until now the wine that was that Avodah Zarah touched with his foot. Now we're talking about another situation. There was a situation, a story that occurred in Biram. There was a Vodazarnik who climbed up onto a palm tree. I see Luliva, and he brought down a lulav. As he came down, he unintentionally touched wine with the tip of the lulav. Shai Rav Lizabuni Lov Gochavim Rav Matir selling the wine to Avodah Zarah. Over here, who's he going like? Rav is going like what we saw in the previous brisa, that Avodah Zarah did such as wine without any kavanna for nisuch, any sort of nisachim there. It's going to be usher only for drinking, but not for hana'a. Besides the fact that this didn't have any intent to touch it whatsoever, and he didn't even touch it with his body. Amu le Rav Kahana Rav Asi le Rav. So they said to him, V'hamar hu da amar. Hold on 1 second. Aren't you the one that said, Tinuk ben Yomo hu osa yai nesach, even a 1-day-old baby who touches wine and makes it into yai nesach. That says, Alama lo ba'inan kavana. We see you don't have to have any kavana over here in order to make it into yai nesach. Oh, so how could hear you matter to go sell the wine, albeit to Goyim? Amalahu, he said to him, when did I say that it's going to make into Yai Nesach for the baby touch it? That's a reference to drinking. Bahana mi amri, but I say it's going to be also Bahana? Of course not. Gufa. Oh, my Rav, Tinuk ben Yomo, say Yai Nesach. Tinuk ben Yomo is going to make it Yai Nesach. Eis ve Rav Shimi Berchil le Rav. Halokech avodim mina, let me ask you a bit of a kashi. We got a braisa. Halokech avodim mina ovde kochavim shemalu velo tavlu. Someone buys avodim. Avodim, avodim. You buy slaves. Every Kanaani we're talking about over here. And these are slaves. They come from Avodah Zarah, and then they get a bris milah, but they don't go into the mikvah. Says Rashi, the kaimelam b'yavamos la'olam einu ger achi yimol v'yitmol. It's got to do both. V'chein b'nei shfachos shemalu v'lo tavlu. And also, let's say if somebody has sons born to his avodim kenanim, and shfachos, and they got a milah, but they didn't go into the mikvah. What is the situatia? Here we're talking about Shifcha Kenanis. We're talking about the Shifcha Kenanis didn't yet have do the mikvah, and these children are now born in your household. Rashi says, V'chein b'nei Shifchas, afa b'shenol v'beisisom. They were born in the house of the Yidden. V'lo gadol b'nei v'chacham. They weren't raised, you know, amongst the Goyim. Bo milah v'tfilah. Still need the milah and tfilah. K'shlo tavla. Emo mitchila kamei. We're talking about the case when the mother didn't yet do the mikvah. Di tavla emo sure did, and inu lama lul tefila. They wouldn't need tefila. So back in the baraisa, they have the status of a non-Jew, and therefore rukanu midrasan b'shuk tamei. Their spit and their midras in the shuk are going to be mitame. What is that talking about? We know that the Chachamim said that Amida Raisa and Avodah Zarah doesn't mitame as a zav, even if he has a ziva emission. The Chachamim, though, they set up a gezera and they gave the status of a zav on all of Avodah Zarah, even if they didn't have a ziva. And this is teaching us that a Eved Kenani that got a milah but didn't go into the mikveh yet, they have the status of Avodah Zarah. Some references to Rabbanan Mas over here, and therefore their spit and their medras is tummy. What's a medras, you ask? That's, let's say he goes and he rests his weight on something, it's going to make it tummy, even if he's not touching something. There's something that's just below it, whatever it is, that's going to be tummy. But Amrullah, some say tahor. Nope, it's actually tahor. Yeah, you know, what about their wine? The wine of such a person, it was a chetzi converted person. They gedolim osim yai nesach. Those that are adults that make it yai nesach. Ketanim einos yai nesach. But ketanim, it doesn't make yai nesach. Ve'elu hein gedolim ve'elu hein ketanim. Gedolim, what's called the gadol, what's called the katan. Gedolim yodim b'tiv avodas kochavim v'sham sheha. They understand, they get clarity on what's an avodah zarah and what's a mishamesh in avodah zarah. They understand the difference between them. Ketanim ein yodim b'tiv avodas kochavim v'sham sheha. They're the ones who don't know the difference. Ketanim yes, but what comes out nonetheless? We said gedolim in ketanim lo. Only by gedolim is it going to be metame, but by ketanim it won't. It goes against Rav, which says even a one-day-old baby is going to make a wine that he touched into yai nesach. The Gemara, tirgama avinei shvachos. Now, just explain that whole din that they don't, it's gedolim or ketanim is talking about in the case where they were raised in the Jewish home, but they didn't do the full conversion yet. In such a case, since they're in the Jewish home, there's a lot more chance, there's much more connection to Yidden and not to the Avodah Zarah, therefore only when they get older is it a problem. But if they were raised in the Jewish home, then even when they're one day old, in fact, the Gemara, v'chein ka'amar, but the Brisa says, and so too, connecting the entire Brisa, right, if one buys a Canaanite slave, and also if one has, you know, ones that are born into his possession, which sounds like they really... They're both the same din. Says the Gemara, no, Iroka no Midrasan. The comparison between the two types of Canaanim there are only in terms of the Rok and the Medras. In terms of the Yai Nesach, then if they're born into the home of the Jew and they live their life there, then only when they get older is going to be a problem. In fact, the Gemara, but Hanichlam Adam or Tame. Okay, that works well with one who says Tame. Remember, we said that he says that they're Rok and they're Medrash is Tamir, but some say it's Tahor. Lamad Amar Tahor, my clear, we're going to say now, because it has to be talking about then, but the Yai Nesach, therefore both cases are going to be, and it's going to go against the way that he said, that even a one-day-old baby. So it's a Gemara, okay. I mean, it must be it's comparing the Yai Nesach situation as well. But HaKamash Malan, we still have a problem. We still have a way out of this problem. Coming to teach us another then, that's as follows. Avadim dumya d'bnei shvachos. If you buy a slave from the marketplace from an avodah zarah, Nick, it's going to be similar to the children that were born into the Jewish home already. Ma b'nei of a shivcha kananis. Ma b'nei shvachos, malu v'lo tavlu, hu da'osin yayin nesach. If they did mila b'nat tavila, that's what's going to cause yayin nesach. But malu v'tavlu lo, if they did mila and tavila, they're not going to be causing yayin nesach anymore. Avadim came. So to Avadim, when you bought out in the marketplace, that's going to be the same din. Once they got Mila and they went to the mikvah, they're no longer going to make it into Yain Nesach. Then why do you need to tell me that? La fuki b'dur Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Dam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Lekech Avadim and Avad Kachavim. If you go and you buy an Eved from an Avad Kachavim, Afal Pisha Malu V'Tavlu, even though they did Mila and Tevila, Osun Yain Nesach Ad Shetishka Avad Kachavim Epiyim. They're going to consider the wine is going to end up being Yain Nesach until the Avodah Zarah it leaves their mouth. They stop mentioning it at all. Kamash Rolandalo, we comes against it to tell you that's not the case. If you buy a slave who, when they did Mila and they went to the Mikvah, this it's the same thing as that of a B'nai Shifcha who have Mila and Mikvah, and it's not going to make the wine into Yain Nesach. How long does that take until we assume that he's no longer involved in the Avodah Zarah and Sayyai Nesach? Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ad Shnei Masar Chodesh, until 12 months have passed from the time that he was actually acquired. In fact, the Gemara, Esvi Ramadar of Nachman, Halkech, Avodah Minah, Avodah Gachavim, Shemal, Avodah Tavlu. As the kasha is, if somebody buys a Eved Kenani from an Avodah Zarnik and he gets Mila but not Mikvah, V'chei B'nei Shvachos Shmol V'Tavu, similarly, let's say the B'nei Ben Shivcha, born and raised in the Jewish home, got Mila, didn't get Tefillah, then we know we say, Rukan Midrasan, that they're Rukan, they're Medras, Bashok, beep, turn the page, as I'm a base, Bashok, Tame, their stuff is going to be Tame in the shuk. Rashi's afilu b'shuk, even in the shuk, she'ein tumasan safik, ala tumasan vadayis, midrabanan, she'gazel v'gachavim, she'kezavin l'chol devrayim, can be like zav for all things. V'amri la, some say tahor. Now, Yainam versus other wine, Gedol Mosin Yain Nesach, Ketanim Ein Zizun Yain Nesach, Eilin Gedol of Eilin Ketanim, Kedol Mishlo Mativ Avodas Kachom Misham Sheh, Ketanim Shein Yodum Mativ Avodas Kachom Misham Sheh, Ketanim Yes, but what still came out of there, in that whole sentence, we said that Malu Velo Tavlu In, that slaves that got Mila, but not Mikvah, they're going to make Yain Nesach, which, what's the mashmos? Malu v'tavlu lo. That if they did mila and they did tefila, it's no longer yayin nesach. Of course, against Rav Nachman, that they're going to continue making yayin nesach until there's no longer the mention of a hazara in their mouth. But here it seems to be immediate. Ever the Gemara, tirgumah b'nei shvachos. Now, just explain that whole last part was going on the children of shvachos, right? Just the came into Eisei Yisrael, Godlu, since they're raised by Yidden, v'lo gazal yayinam b'kath. Bekatnusim, when that goes from the yain, and their katnus when they're child, the children, because they're not going to speak about that. I vechein gedani, but it says lashon vechein, and similarly, which seems to be comparing both of them, that both categories of slaves, there's no difference. So going on, roka the midrash. Let's talk about the roka the midrash. Ha nandichal amade amar tame, but avel amad amar tahor. Ma'ikal meimer. Now you left up nothing but yain nesach. So why would the Bryson need to compare the two categories in reference to this? Gemara says, okay, and Echanami, how come Ashbalan? So what's the garment to teach us that Avadim to me to B'nei Shvachos? Avadim are similar to the B'nei Shvachos. Ma B'nei Shvachos, Gedolim hu dosi yayin nesech, only the Gedolim make a yayin nesech, Ketanim einosim yayin nesech, af Avadim nami, so two slaves that you buy from the Zarnix, Gedolim osim yayin nesech, Ketanim einosim yayin nesech. Afukim the Rav, right? Even though they're born by Avodah Zarah homes, they're not considered Yain, it's not going to make Yain Nesach until they become known in the ways of Avodah Zarah, but not where they're still kids. Afukim the Rav, this is to exclude that, which Rav says, Dama Rav, Tinuk ben Yomos Yain Nesach. Wow, it's coming against Rav's statement that one day old babies makes Yain Nesach. Kamash Malan, Delo, comes out clearly that that's not going to be the case against Rav. Period. Clearly, Rav Nachman Bar Shmuel does not hold like Rav, and seemingly we do not go like that. Okay, story time. We were talking about, let's say you have a guy who goes and touches Yain Nesach, but doesn't have any intent at all to make it into Yain Nesach. That it's going to be Asa Darabanan. So it's a case. Ahu Ovda Dahava Mechuzah. It's a story time. Mechuzah. Asa V'Gacham Ayel Chanus of Yisrael. There was a for a Zarnik. He came into the store of a Yid. He came into a Yid store. Amar Lehu Ishtalhu Chamel Zabune. He says to him, you guys any wine for sale? Amar Leh. Lo. He says, no. Have a Yosef Chamel B'Dafla. He saw there was wine that was sitting right there in a bucket. Shadi Bey Yadei Shikshaykh Bey put his hand in it and he shook it around. Amalu, Hai Lav Chamahu? He said, what? This isn't wine? Rashi says, but to me, I'm like, what? In other words, he was like, you have wine? Like, no. They're like, wait, huh? And he looks over and he sees this thing. He wasn't trying to cause any problems here, seemingly, but he just, you know, kind of like shook around. He's like, isn't this wine? Shakle Heich Berithche Shadi Ladana. So the other one grabbed the bucket and looked really angry, and he threw it into a cask of wine. Rashi Shachar HaYisrael Berisrei Klomar Lo Tishta Mimenu. Like, you're not taking this. Now we got two shilas. The shilas is about the wine itself, that the guy touched, and then he threw it into a bigger thing of wine. What about the rest of that? You know, the whole bucket now that he just threw it into. In any event, what's with the wine that he actually touched? Says Gemara, Sharye Rava Lizabuni Lugacham Rava Yimater selling it to an Avodah Zarenik. I said, okay, you know, now he can't go ahead and actually drink from it because he touched it, but he could sell it to Avodah Zarenik. They both can argue with Rava. They say, Rashi says, "Falohu etzlo beir lehisfakeh." Well, they weren't there in the city to go ahead and to fight there with him. They said it's actually aser. Nafki shipuri the Rav Vasharu. So, but the teachings of Rava, literally shofra, Shippurim music from the shofar. The shofar, they would go ahead and they would paskin like this. They went out mattering the wine. Like, hear ye, Rav says it's mutter. V'nafki shippur to Rav Huna, bar chen Rav Huna, bar Rav Nachum Asri. And their teachings went out to say, hear ye, the wine is aser. So we got ourselves a bit of a contradiction here. Beep. Turn the page. Nuchasmav. Ikle Rav Huna bar Rav Nachman l'mechuzah. After this, Rav Huna, the son of Nachum, he went to go visit Mechuza. Rashi points out that we're going to see that there were a bunch of things that Abai asked against Rava. So Rava actually retracted from what he said, and that he mattered the twine in the bucket, to get Hana. And he really says, okay, fine, it's us. And Rav Huna comes to visit. He took place after Rava retracted, but Rav Huna actually didn't know that he retracted yet. So we find now that Rav Huna, this is after Zikla, Rav Huna breathed the Rav Nachman Limechuza. He came to visit Mechuza. Amali Rava Rav Eliyakim Shame. Rava said to his Shamish, Rav Eliyakim, Chrok Chrok Gale, lock up the doors. Rashi says that Sagor Delis Shemisyari Me Rav Huna Shelo Yik Pachenu Behilchos Al Divrei Machloksim. He was nervous. So what's going to happen? He was knocked out by Abaye, and he didn't want to be visited by him. He was going to start coming against him with a bunch of, ways of knocking out his din. So he says, lock the doors, the lonely sentry, the nitri, so people are not going to come and bother me. Olegabe, Zavuna, still came. He popped in, he came to come visit him. And he asked him about this particular case. Rashi says, "All Rav Huna lagabeu boi minek ki aygavna sichseich over kochavim." Let's say the kocham comes and with the yenish he saw, he shakes up the wine. Shelo bekavanas nitzachil over kochavim mai, but not for the kavanah for his kochav. What's going to be then? Amalei says back to him, "Ki aygavna mai." What's going to be in such a case? Amalei, Rav said, "Aser fil bana." It's going to be aser even behana. Rashi says shachazber because he changed. He retracted it from his original din. I have a marhu damar sichseich. Shechshech, ein ose yayin esech. You said that's not the case. Emar the amr ana said back. When I said emar the amr ana said I said it labar midmei dahu chamra to me dahu chamra mi amri. When did I say what I said? I said it meaning except for the proceeds of that wine which was in the bucket, which he touched. Did I say that the seller can also get enough from the wine that he actually had touched over here? And Sheikh Zafra, she says that the me the who chamer says the have a bedadla me aminu me modina bay the tzarich laholich dam of liam amelach with the me shariyan shem bechavis matir. Like I said, no, that money for the amelach we can give the rest of it. Mishum ki sufa kamach. Really, it's because he was embarrassed. He said that. I believe kuli shari, but really he did say the entire thing was mutter, but he was embarrassed to say that, so he left it at that. Okay, my friends, this is not done. We're going to explain why it is that Rava actually retracted here, but we'll deal with that next time, God willing. Until then, I want to wish all you all a great, great day.